They're alternately described as salty, sweet, silky, firm, clean, briny, and strong. Some have a smooth texture, others a grassy finish. They can be mellow, buttery, icy, or plump. They're oysters, and because they're at their peak this time of year, they're on many holiday tables. WHYY's Marilyn D'Angelo offers this taste.
There are just 5 species of oyster in the entire world, but with over 300 varieties, each boasts its own unique flavor profile. Third-generation restaurateur Sam Mink and his crew offer a wide selection of oysters at the Oyster House in Center City.
These guys shuck over 1,000 oysters a day.
I like to present my oysters to make it look like a pearl, you know?
Believe it or not, oysters have held a place at the table for centuries. And over the years, they've consistently made their way onto restaurant menus and dinner tables during the holidays. Kathy Gold, the immediate past president of the Philadelphia chapter of Les Dames d'Escoffier International, an invitation-only philanthropic organization of professional women in food, fine beverage, hospitality, and agriculture, gives us a little history.
As a dish of elegance and celebration, it was more in Victorian times in this country when it was a sign of wealth to be able to supply and have on your gorgeously laden table something that was so exciting and so expensive.
Now, thanks to aquaculture, branding, and what experts call consumer confidence, the oyster is surging again. In the Delaware Bay, where oysters like the Sweet Amalia and Cape May salts live, wild populations are rebounding, even if they are still only a small fraction of what would have lived in the bay hundreds of years ago. During the 1950s and again in the 1970s, diseases wiped out much of the native oyster population. The good news is, oysters are gradually rebuilding up resistance, and oysters farmed in a hatchery can be selected for disease tolerance. One of the region's largest suppliers is Samuel's Seafood Company, a wholesaler in South Philly. Joe Lasbergata, a marine biologist and vice president of operations, has been working for Samuel's for over 25 years.
So if an oyster's grown closer to the ocean and there's more tidal action, you'll get a saltier, rounder oyster that more looks like a rock. Whereas if an oyster's grown further up into the brackish, you know, less salty water, you'll get a flatter, greener tasting oyster.
On any given day, Samuel sells 20 to 25,000 oysters to area restaurants, caterers, hotels, and supermarkets. Over a holiday weekend, that number can climb to 40,000. Back at the Oyster House, Amin Lawrence has a tip for any oyster lovers who prefer to enjoy them at home.
The key to shucking oysters is to keep them nice and cool so they can be able to be shucked. If an oyster opens up easy, that oyster is no good.
For WHYY, I'm Marilyn D'Angelo.